Welcome to the night show, except in the morning, a radio edition where we're coming at you sort of live and kind of on your radio each and every morning. It's Friday, April 19th, 2024, and we've got an incredible show for you today. We've got announcements, sports updates, Bible with Mick, weather with Rick, and a whole lot more. So buckle up those seatbelts and don't touch that dial, because remember, today is gonna be a great day. Let's kick it off with some announcements. The P2 Grand Family Cookout is today, so join us from 4 to 8. It's gonna be a lot of fun. There's a softball game, there's inflatables, barbecue, a band. It's gonna be awesome. But now is next week is school health week. Gonna check out P2 Notes. There's gonna be more details on that coming, but we're gonna be talking about health and how to be healthy and treat these bodies that God has made us stewards of. But now it's time for the diceiest section of the show. We've got weather with Rick.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, weather today. Increasing clouds with showers, high 76, low with 55. But you know, Mr. Holland, I was thinking about it. And of all the inventions over the last 100 years, the dry erase board has been the most remarkable. Get it? You can like remark on it because you erase it. You remark. You get it?
No, we got it. That was a good one. All right, now it's time for the most educational part of the show. We have
Weird Science X. Kids blink about 5 million times a year.
It's a lot of blinking. If you don't think about blinking, you don't even realize you're blinking. But when you start to think about it, you start like, man, that's a lot of blinking I'm doing. But people that aren't going to want to blink today, they're not going to want to miss a moment because it's their birthday. We got a bunch of birthdays today and this weekend. We got Michaela Treese, Edwin Butnowitz, Mrs. Liz Bose. This weekend, Sophia Mancuso, Nora Lewis, Ezra Miller, Jonah Gill, and Alana Courtney. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. Live it up this weekend. If you get a birthday on a weekend, you get the whole weekend to celebrate. So live it up this weekend. Do all your favorite stuff. Eat your favorite food, favorite desserts, all that kind of stuff. But now it's time. Oh, we got a special announcement. We've got
sports updates. High school softball versus Johnson County tonight at 5 p.m. at the Grand Family Cookout.
All right. Now it's time for everybody's favorite monkey. We have Bible with Mick.
Good morning, Mr. Holland. Tonight's the night. I'm so excited for the Grand Family Cookout. I can't wait to jump on the bouncy houses. I love a good celebration. And we're celebrating family. I love how all the families come together to share the joy of our awesome school. Grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins, and friends are all invited. They are our guests of honor. We'll have food and games and bounce houses, and it's always a really fun night. We get to enjoy others' company and rejoice in the Lord for all the blessings in the school. Psalm 118:24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And what a glorious day it'll be, even if it rains. I'm so glad we get to take a break and celebrate. Sometimes we forget to just praise God for the day, even if it wasn't a grand family cookout day. Even if it's dark and gloomy, we can still praise God. Every day that we have is a blessing. We can't add any days to our life. God gives us every new day. Every day that I get to roll out of bed is a blessing. We should praise God no matter what the weather, no matter what the struggle. Every day is a special gift from God. James 1:6 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." So when you're enjoying your yummy food and lots of fun, Remember who provided the blessings. And don't worry about the rain. There's always a backup plan.
Hmm. What a great lesson. You know, this week we're talking about working hard and what that diligent looks like. So today's Deep Thoughts verse is from Titus 3:1-2. It says, "Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy towards all people." You know, sometimes the hardest work is living in community, because it's the work that's never done. You know, if you live in a family and you live here at a school, these are such good, healthy guidelines that God gives us. They're not punishments. They're things that bring about reward and peace. When we're submissive to the authorities in our lives, like our parents and your teachers, that brings about great things. When we're obedient, when we obey all the way right away with a great attitude every day, joy and peace comes from that. When we're ready for good works, to do good, hard things, that's some of the most satisfied you'll ever be. When we speak evil about no one and we don't get into fights and cause stir up trouble, that's blessings that come from that. When we're gentle and we're courteous and kind and show good manners to each other, when we treat each other with gentleness, it's hard when your brother or your sister is always doing the same thing that bothers you, and they do it just one more time, you want to lash out and you want to be frustrated and deal with them harshly. But God says, be gentle. Let us be gentle with one another. There's such blessings that come from that great work. So as we live in community here at Providence Academy, and you live in community in your home and in your church, let us remember these things, because God asked us of them. And they're for our good. It's because He loves us. But let's pray to God that He'll help us to do these things. Heavenly Father, help us. Help us to be submissive to the authorities that you put in place. Let us be obedient. Give us good attitudes in our obedience. Let us be ready to do good work. Let us be ready to work hard and not be lazy. Help us to only speak kind of each other, not to speak evil. Help us to avoid fighting, but let us be gentle with one another. Let's have good manners. Help us to live in community well, through your Spirit. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you have an incredible day ahead of you today. You have Bible, science, history, spelling, social studies, English, and a whole lot more. But remember, today is going to be a great day.